scatter my ashes in the hollows and cracks of memory, familiar and warm. Scatter my ashes down the roads and the tracks, so they'll settle in the place I was born. And if the winds will to raise my remains, don't protest. They can blow me from Long Beach. Just hold my vessel to your chest. Scatter my ashes wherever you will, by the sea or by the highlands. Scatter my ashes in the garden still, where I laid every stone with my hands. And if the winds will to rain, my remains, don't protest. They can blow me from my heart to yours. Just hold my vessel to your chest. I don't need your tributes, I don't need your cheers, I don't need you pouring out your soul. I don't need your memories, I don't need your tears, I don't need to have a starring role. Scatter my ashes, scatter my heart, where brown eyes and a bishop bluebells are. Scatter my ashes, for as soon as you start, I'll be there to mend over a scar. If the winds will to raise my remains, don't protest. They can blow me from Long Beach to Clare. Just hold my vessel to your chest.
That's the Kelly Song Collective with a live version of their song Scatter My Ashes. It's from their wonderful 2017 album Unless and Until. The Kelly Song Collective are Joe Kelly and John Kelly. They come from Toronto, although we'll discover in our interview as it comes up that actually John now lives up in Sudbury. They landed on Folk Roots Radio's radar last year when I received a message out of the blue from Joe Kelly saying, hey, you might like our music. And he sent me some tracks over the internet. I absolutely loved the tracks that I was given. And then I ended up with a copy of the album, Unless and Until, which we played on Folk Roots Radio several times. And now I have the opportunity to have them join me in the studio for some live songs, which is why we were able to bring Scatter My Ashes to you today. It's great to have John and Joe Kelly with us. How are you guys doing today?
Great to be here. Great. How are you?
Yep. Hi, Jen.
I should mention that we're in the studio in Leamington. They actually came down to Leamington yesterday evening for Dale's Friday Coffee House. It's a wonderful coffee house that takes place once a month through the winter months, from September right through to May in Leamington. Normally at the Wonderful Bank Theatre. Currently we're at the Knox Presbyterian Church in Leamington because they're doing some wonderful renovations at the theatre to make it an absolutely first-class establishment. But John and Joe reached out to me. They're down here today, and it's great to be able to talk to you. I've got to say, when I first listened to that album, it did blow me away. I was left thinking, well, how did I not know about these people before?
So it worked. Good.
Yeah, it worked. So let's start the conversation by talking about the Kelly Song Collective. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
You go ahead, Joe. I think you can begin this one.
Well, it all started in a 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno, California. Yeah, so John and I are born and raised in Toronto, and music came a little bit later to us. I think music was kind of not always in the house necessarily, like some families, like the Leahys or the McMasters and these type of families. But I wanted to play the bass and took some lessons, and then John kind of got into the Irish music scene and started playing the banjo, guitar, mandolin.
Yeah,
and went from there.
When I was 16, I traded a hockey stick in for a guitar. And I played both equally poorly, and the guitar was too hard, and it put it away for many years. I didn't really start playing till my mid to late 20s playing guitar.
And it shows, yeah.
Yeah, but every day, baby steps, and I'm getting there.
So this, the Kelly Song Collective, when John moved away, and we're going to talk about, he lives in Marksday, Ontario, just right close to Sudbury. A few years ago, I said, why don't we came up with this Song a Week project where we each wrote and recorded a song and put it on YouTube every week. And that was sort of the start of the Kelly Song Collective. And the name just sort of came out of the blue. We never really put much thought into it as to what we would call this thing. So we had this project. And then from there, we did a tribute to the great late Bob Ross, the Bob Ross tribute on YouTube. And then we decided to make a record.
So it's intriguing because, you know, when I actually hear you talk, it sounds like, you know, late developers as far as music was concerned. Did you actually play much together before you moved away to up near Sudbury?
Off and on. We formed a little band called the Urban Peasants in the very early days, and we played together for a while there with a couple of different rotating members, I suppose. And then I formed a different band called Pagan Mary and did a thing. And then and Joe had a band called John Smith's, and we did different things. And so off and on, yes, but never as much as now, and this is the best of it now, for sure.
And concurrent to this were wives, families, homes, and of course, that always takes precedent. How many musicians do we both know that have jumped into the deep end of the pool as far as music is concerned, and with a lot of other sacrifices along the way?
So in your situation, you both have other work lives as well as your music?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I think you're a teacher, right, Joe?
I'm a high school teacher in Toronto, that's right.
What do you teach?
I'm a phys ed teacher.
Oh, you know, it was funny because I was sitting there when we were at the coffee. I was thinking, I wonder what he teaches. Music? No, I'm not sure it's music.
Thanks, Jan, for that.
I was actually thinking maybe you did shop or something
maybe.
Like that.
Well, I've got the...
He's got all his fingers.
I've got the hands of a craftsman, but I've got the body of a phys ed teacher.
Yeah. And what do your kids think about the music you make?
You know, they don't think too much about it. On our website, there's a little video there called Teenagers React to the Kelly Song Collective. All over the web, there's, you know, children react to Iron Maiden, or children react to, which is pretty funny. I thought it would be funny to do one called Teenagers React To. But generally, if the music is not Drake or Rihanna or something, you know, everything that has an acoustic guitar is just basically country music to kids these days. But I made that video, and they thought it was pretty funny, and they played along. And so if there's anyone out there in radio land, check out Teenagers React to the Kelly Song Collective.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some nice comments, but mostly it was supposed to be funny.
It was actually kind of fun because I thought there was one or two kids within the group. I thought, oh yeah, maybe they're going to do something interesting a little later.
Yeah.
Most of them
were nonplussed, but the plussed ones
are
the ones that are, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, John? Are you?
I live in Marksday, Ontario, just outside of Sudbury, about a half hour, with my wife Janice and my kids, three kids, and they keep me very busy. I came up to Sudbury on the promise of a job, which I got, but then I was teaching English at Laurentian, and then we had a dip in student enrollment, so there went some jobs. I worked for the government a bit, worked in the film industry up north for a little bit, and now I've always written, not just music, but words without the music, be it fiction or nonfiction. So I do that now as I work as a writer and try to pay the bills that way.
So tell us about the album. It's entitled Unless and Until. How many songs are there on there again?
14 songs.
14 songs, yeah. And written over what period of time?
Well, the probably the first, you could probably go back 2 years to maybe say this is where the first one maybe might have been written. And then a few came from the Bob Ross project.
The Song a Week project. But there's a few that are a little bit older than 2 years for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they're more than toddlers.
Yeah. So do you write together or you write separately? I mean, obviously you got distance apart now.
Yeah.
Separately, pretty much. I was just thinking, John and I were talking about this in the, you know, hundreds of songs, and I say hundreds, not like 800, but maybe 150, 200 songs over the last little while. There might be one or two where we've collaborated in any form. It's just, I don't know, I see the song as a little entity, and I like to take it to the finish line, and so does John. But we'll see you in the next record if we share ideas a little bit more.
Unless and Until came out in 2017. Actually getting a little ahead of myself asking this question, but it's come up. So when are we likely to get a new album from the Kelly Song Collective?
Well, every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, I buy lottery tickets. And we'll see. I think you can do it more and more cheaply these days and still properly. I don't know. I would like to think that once this album runs its course, and wherever that course may be, it'd be time to record some more of these songs.
Top of the charts, Johnny. Top of the charts.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first song you played. That was Scattered by Ashes, one of my favorite songs from Unless and Until.
The first one you ever played. Thank you for that, Jen.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that song.
So that song was, there's a Johnny Walker commercial, believe it or not, where there was two brothers. It's a great commercial. They were carrying this urn somewhere around as they were selling and drinking whiskey, and then they scattered their father's ashes from somewhere, and it was a great thing. So I think the term "scatter my ashes" is a pretty cool thing.
I thought it was a song about cleaning out the fireplace.
Yeah, it was that too. So that was kind of where that came from.
That was one of the songs you wrote, Joe?
Yeah. So that was and also it also became sort of a love song from Beyond the Grave. And then there was that period where in 2016 or 17 where Glenn Frey died, and Prince, and David Bowie, and Lemmy from Motorhead, and a bunch of people. And I always think that these people have families and lives, and every person that puts RIP, I'm so sad, what a genius, on Facebook or whatnot is just, that's fine. Everyone can mourn in their own way, but the bridge in that song says, I don't need your tributes, I don't need your cheers, I don't need your whoring out your soul. Just let my family mourn, and you can mourn in your own way. That's just my thing. I don't think you need to put it all over social media that you're really upset that Glenn Frey died and he wrote some songs that you like. But that's just me.
It's a great song, and I'm so pleased that you played that for us today. We do have the instruments in the studio, so I'd love to have you play another song for us. What are you going to play?
Well, we'll do a song called Circus, which sometimes it's hard to reimagine the origins of a song. And I think this might have been something Tom Waitsy, and listening to him back and forth in the car along Highway 17 for a couple of months, and Circus came out. Now I just think of the circus as a very happy but a very sad place, and it's a microcosm of life maybe, and these characters in the circus, once the big top comes down, they go out and try and lead these lives
that, you see, and I thought that was about your family.
Yeah,
that song
that don't always work, like the bearded lady or the fire breather or the whatever. So it's just kind of taking a slanted look at life that way, I think.
This is the Kelly Song Collective, live in the studio for Folk Roots Radio, and this is Circus. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
They're gonna pull the big top down, rip the stakes up from the ground, the children cry, and the moon is on. The circus that becomes this town. Searching for a painted face. Tonight I'll turn this funny place upside down. I'm combing my city for a clown. The bearded lady cries tonight. On tender knees by bathroom light, she's thinking about a promise made to a mirror and a razor blade.
searching for a painted face. Tonight I'll turn this funny place upside down. I'm combing my city for a clown. The fire breathers buying shots for college girls we should not. They smile and laugh at every joke, but he knows they're just blowing smoke. Searching for a painted face. Tonight I'll turn this funny place upside down. I'm combing my city for a clown. Lion tamer cracks his whip, hard against a stranger's hip. He hides the truth, he's never kissed a lioness or a masochist. Searching for a painted face. Tonight I'll turn this funny place upside down. I'm combing my city for a clown. Searching for a painted face. Tonight I'll turn this funny place upside down. I'm combing my city for a clown. I'm combing my city for a clown.
That's the Kelly Song Collective with a live version of Circus from the album Unless and Until. John and Joe Kelly are our special guests in the studio in Leamington for Folk Roots Radio today. We've been playing a few tunes and talking about their music. I want to talk about the production of Unless and Until, because one of the things that struck me when I first listened to this album is how well it was produced. And I was pretty impressed with the range of players that you brought in the studio with you. So let's talk a little bit about that side of things. Talk about the recording of the album.
Well, I was absent for much of it.
That's why it sounds so good.
Yeah. No, they just said, does this sound good? And I gave them my seal of approval so they could move on. A good friend of ours and bandmate, Brian LaHaye, has a studio in Toronto called Studio B. And he's a great friend and a great producer. So along with us, he produced the album. And I think it's wonderful. And yeah, and as far as the players, we were lucky to get a former bandmate and friend of ours, Brian Kabayakawa, play some double bass. Chris Cool on banjo. Chris Bartosh, multi-instrumentalist, played on a number of things with a number of instruments. And we're nice guys, so we attract good people. And and they came and played, and they did a great job. And it was usually one or two takes as opposed to 8 or 10 for me.
It's interesting you say that because, you know, one of the things about people you don't know, you know, and you were not on my radar at all. And I don't mind saying that because that's what makes this so wonderful from my point of view is the fact I didn't know who these guys were, you know, and I get sent an awful lot of music and, you know, a lot of it is great. Sometimes I feel like somebody just decided to make something very quick and ship it out before they'd actually really spent time with the song before it went out there. But usually it's really good. But when you get music from people who are new to your radar, but when you get wonderful people like Chris Bardos and Chris Cool and Brian LaHaye playing on an album, it really makes you sit up and take notice. And I think that's actually kind of one of the cool things, you know, people you've not really heard of, but wow, look at the people that they're playing with. So and the end result is great. I mean, there's a certain Beatlish feel to some of these songs. It was interesting because, you know, when you were playing the Coffee House yesterday, you know, you were, I think you pulled out the phone and produced some effects for one of the songs. And it was like, oh my God, a little bit of George Martin going on there.
That's the only thing that has any studio trickery, as we say, the only sample or the only, but I agree with you, those guys were great. And the folk community in Toronto is broad in a way, but it's also kind of narrow in a way. If you know one person, you can get in touch with someone else. and there wasn't anyone that wasn't excited to give it a go and try. And
one of the other things I love about the album is there's a lot of variety there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because the fact that you pretty much write separately, but you've collected the songs over a period of time. But again, to me, that's a real strength for a recording, mm-hmm. you know, that you're not listening to a track that sounds a bit like another track you just listened to. There's some performers out there who've had wonderful careers, but sometimes you feel, okay, it's like, isn't that just like the last song that you put out?
That was part of the process as well. Obviously, we like great songwriters like Tom Waits or Dylan or Townes Van Zandt or whomever. And even though, you know, Boots of Spanish Leather or Girl from the North Country or Shelter from the Storm are all great songs, they're produced kind of similar. And we wanted just to make sure maybe there's some banjo on this, some drums on this, maybe a little bit of bass drum on this, maybe a little double bass on this. So I think every song sounds like us, but it also sounds a little bit different than the one previous one on the track, on the record.
So tell us a little bit about your live shows. You were down playing for us yesterday evening in the studio today. You've got a couple of guitars and the mandolin with you. Obviously, you're now in different parts of Ontario. Do you get to play together very often, you know, as a live performance?
Very seldom. We had our CD release party in Toronto. We've done this, and I guess a small handful of other little things.
Yeah, a few gigs here and there.
And it's very difficult to do with families and jobs and all the rest. We'll see as we develop and see where this takes us, if we can put some little mini tours together maybe, and maybe involve the families, get them out and bring them along with us by Winnebago. Yeah. I don't know.
We've got a thing in May, May 11th and 12th. So May 11th is at the Desborough Music Hall in Desborough, Ontario. They're doing a nice thing up there. And May 12th, the next night at the Bruce Wine Bar in Meaford.
Oh, so we'll do what a like wonderful that. Place to play.
We're looking
forward
to it.
Some of my favorite people run that place.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, that's met Stephen on Stephen
Jen, online. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, so there'll be things like that in the future. We probably won't be jumping in a van and crossing the country anytime soon. But like this, you know, Dale's Friday Coffee House, talking to Jan Hall, and yeah.
Well, you know what? One of the cool things about when you mentioned the family connection, and John, you'd already talked about the challenges of getting the resources together to make albums. I mean, it's, you know, there are so many people out there doing it now, and the record labels have, you know, pretty much gone away. I mean, a lot of the ones that still exist really are more distributors than people that are actually supporting people to make content. The grant system is pretty good. But I do kind of like this idea of involving the family. And, you know, we live in the YouTube age, and you talked about the videos you'd already made with the kids in school, and it would be actually kind of fun to be able to follow your travels on YouTube as you tour parts of Ontario.
That's what we should do.
Further out in Canada and beyond.
And our daughters are on the record. There's a song called Kate. And maybe you can give Kate a spin or something, and you can hear our daughters singing on that song.
Yes, they've got the best voices of all of us.
For sure.
Yeah. And as for kids, they do make, if it's an acoustic guitar, well, that's just country music oftentimes. But if you beat them over the head with, not the guitar, but with the music, often enough, I've seen my kids in the back humming along, singing along, knowing the words, and asking for track 3 or track 10 or track 7.
Our
or
kids,
whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, our kids, yeah. We can't fit any other kids
in
our car. Yeah.
We love our kids.
We got to get a van and get other kids in.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
TheKellySongCollective.com is our website, and there's links to our YouTube page, and every song from the Song a Week project is on there. So there's about 200 songs on that YouTube channel. Some of them are clunkers, some of them are pretty awesome, some of them are quite funny, and that's the thing. We got to get more funny songs in the. We got a couple songs about Leamington we're working up right now.
We got lost in Leamington last night. We went out for a pint, tried to find and we did go to the international,
IT. We went to the IT.
And it's not as scary as the people would have led us to believe.
They're going to have to edit that out now, John.
Yeah, it was a lovely place. We had a nice.
You know, the mayor of Leamington listens to this show, so you definitely need to.
Listen, we went to the International House.
We went to Crazy Moe's, but we decided not to stop in there.
Too much bass. It was just coming out. And then we walked and walked. Looking, and we couldn't find, and we just went all around, and in the
John
end,
fell in the lake, and then
one leg in Lake Erie, one leg.
It's been great to have you join us today. Certainly, if you can get a chance to check out the music of the Kelly Song Collective, I definitely would encourage you to do that. We have time for one more song to play live. What is it going to be?
Oh, we're going to do an old song, a blast from the past called Louis Riel.
Okay, is that actually a song about Louis Riel? Because I know you played it at the coffee house last night, and it seemed there was a lot of other stories woven in there.
Yeah, basically the story is about sitting on a, if you have time for a quick story, doing a gig in Ottawa, sitting on a patio, like a gated community, and a young Indigenous man tried to get in, looked like he showed proper ID. He looked like, in all fairness, he had a few drinks in him, but so had I, and they let me in. And he got turned away, and I went up to my... beautiful suite in the tallest hotel in town, and I wrote a song about this man and this young man and his struggles, and that Superman may be your hero or Spider-Man. Now we finally have Black Panther. Well, Louis Riel was this guy's superhero, so that's what the song's about.
This is the Kelly Song Collective with Louis Riel live in the studio for Folk Roots Radio, and John and Joe Kelly, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you join me today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks, Jan.
Buffalo were gone when I was born. But anyways, who built this maze? I've never called it anything but corn. I've been on beer since I was six. Living on a reservation, only child, playing pickup sticks and stoned to hell before I'm 10. Other kids were Superman. I close my eyes and I pretend I'm Louis Riel. Does my name ring a bell? And my rebellion, it's going well. I'm Louis Riel. I've been incarcerated once for stealing cars, once for unarmed robbery, twice for leaving iron bars with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a keg of unimported swill. They caught me 'cause I fell and broke my skinny leg it out until the day I died. I cross my heart, I hope to live, and I'll stick a needle in my eye. I'm Louis Riel. Does my name ring a bell? And my rebellion, it's going well. I'm Louis Riel. I got a baby daughter that I can't see. The child welfare people, they like to keep my flesh and blood from me, but I'd steal her from her mama's arms and run. Pass the long arm of the law straight into the setting sun of mine. I never had you hear my plea. Be proud of who your father was, the man you'll never, ever, ever be. I'm Louis Riel. Does my name ring a bell? And my rebellion, it's going well. I'm Louis Riel. Looks me in the heart when they pay a dollar for a piece of 1,000-year-old artful Dodgers walk around me like I'm mad. My But insanity's the only real thing that I'll ever always had a problem with, the drugs and rehab. But one night in the common room, I saw the Maple Leafs stick it to the Habs. I'm Louis Riel. Does my name ring a bell? And my rebellion, it's going well. I'm Louis Riel. And when it just all gets too much for me, I wander through your markets looking for a cup of tea, a drink with jam and bread, but they move me along. So I find a stream of piss and tears, a river called Saskatchewan, 15 and last calls coming like a train. But I'm Louis till those morning bells try bleeding him from my eye veins. I'm Louis Riel. Does my name ring a bell? And my rebellion, it's going well. I'm Louis Riel. I'm Louis Riel. I'm Louis Riel. I'm Louis Riel.